Influence of droplet size and number of orifice on fungicide efficacy in Corynes brachiaecula infected cotton. And Sean Butler is our presenter.
Thank you, moderator, for that introduction. And good afternoon, everyone. So today I'm going to be going over some application work that I've conducted with Drs. Heather Kelly and Tyson Raper over the past couple summers. Again, as many of us know, an emerging problematic foliar disease in cotton is caused by Corynes brachiaecula. It's a fungal ascomycete known as target spot. For the sake of not being overly repetitive, just a few things that I'd really like to focus on with the target spot in cotton for the sake of this work. One thing is we need to note that the onset is occurring lower in the canopy, and this is usually noted after canopy closure. Yield loss occurs from premature defoliation that, again, starts at the lower canopy and works its way up the plant. And a lot of times this risk is increased in these high-yield potential environments. And what I mean by this is areas of good ground for growing cotton that have a lot of nitrogen output, as well as possible irrigation, bottom grounds, things of this nature. And the reason for this is that these cotton plants are actually able to develop more growth quicker and start to canopy a lot sooner. And that has two different effects, both on making applications to control this pest as well as the development of this infection. So again, one of those things that it's affecting when you get this dense canopy closure and you get these real growthy plants is actually the deposition of our spray droplets when we're making broadcast applications when trying to treat for target spot. Typically, when we're making an application in these very dense canopies, most of our droplets are deposited on the upper portion, top size of the plants. But again, with that onset occurring lower in the canopy, we're really trying to get those droplets to penetrate deeper in to the lower size in between the canopy so we can really get some good control. So historically, when we think of trying to get droplets to penetrate lower or increase our coverage, what we've typically tried to do is select spray nozzles that generate these smaller, more fine droplet sizes. Typically, these are generated by our flat fan XR nozzles or our holocones that we've used in the past. And the reason we're using these is, as you can tell in this image here, when using a flat fan nozzle that produces these fine droplets, again, not only are the droplets smaller, but by decreasing our droplet size, we also increase the number that we have. So this gives us a better opportunity of covering up the whole plant, as well as getting these droplets containing the fungicide lower into the canopy. Also, by being smaller, it kind of almost causes an effect like a fog. And when it starts to settle, we can kind of imagine that these droplets might settle into crevices a little better than our larger droplets would. Another thing that we will look to select when we're choosing our nozzles, trying to improve coverage, is sometimes using dual fan nozzles or dual orifice nozzles. Again, when using a dual orifice nozzle, we're taking that carrier volume and splitting it into two different fans. So one thing that's going to do is, again, make our droplet size decrease, and it also is going to increase the number of droplets, so we have a better chance of getting that plant coverage we're looking for. Another benefit, too, is having these multiple fans. We're having two possibilities of covering up the area that we're targeting. And again, being from different angles, we hope to kind of penetrate underneath leaves and in different areas that we might not typically get when we're making using a single orifice nozzle. So with these things in mind, we developed this project with the objective to evaluate the effect of both the droplet sizes as well as the number of exit orifices on fungicide efficacy targeting target spot infected cotton. So these studies were conducted in 2015 and 2016 at the West Tennessee Research and Education Center in Jackson, Tennessee. The field site we selected on station had a known history of having a target spot in the area, and actually when it was confirmed in our state, this is the field that we selected our isolates from. We planted a Phytogen 499 wide strike variety in both years, and this is known to have some susceptibility to target spot. We used a randomized complete block design for our experimental design with four replications of each treatment, which were 9 meters in length, and each plot had four rows with 96 centimeter spacings. We selected pyroclostrobin, which is a quinine outside inhibiting fungicide that possesses some locally systemic or translaminar mobility within the plant. So when it is applied to a leaf, it's able to move acropetally through out to the outsides of the leaf, as well as down to the bottom sides of the leaf. We selected 108 gram of active ingredient per hectare application rate. This is comparable to 6 fluid ounces per acre. All of our treatments were made using a leaf spider self-propelled sprayer. We had selected 140 liter per hectare carrier volume, which also equates to 15 gallons per acre. And these were applied at 227 kilopascals, which is 33 PSI. All of our applications were also made once we reached that third week of bloom. So we had a few different things, a few different nozzles we wanted to select again. So we wanted to evaluate those two different droplet sizes, being defined a medium droplet size range as well as the coarse droplet size range. And then within each of these ranges, we wanted to be able to select both a single and dual fan nozzle. So the nozzles you see listed on the left, in which I'll read off, there's a micrometer VMD, which is the volumetric median diameter. These were determined using atomization analysis using a laser diffraction system with our pyrocrystrobin fungicide applied at our field application parameters. So these are pretty accurate in the exact size of the droplets we were applying with. So for the first nozzle, a single fan nozzle we selected in the fine to medium droplet size range was from T-Jet Spraying Systems. It was an extended range 1102 BS flat fan nozzle. We also selected its dual fan partner, which is also from T-Jet Spraying Systems, the TwinJet 60 degree 8002 dual fan nozzle. For our coarse droplet sizes, the first nozzle we selected for our single fan was an air induction extended range nozzle. And then its mate was the air induction turbo TwinJet 60-1102 dual fan nozzle. And so once we had both these fine and coarse droplet size ranges, we want to kind of incorporate some other treatments that might be common in cotton going forward with our application. I know a lot of you might be hear about herbicide technology that's advancing in cotton with dicamba and 2,4-D tolerance. One of the requirements is that we'll have to start using nozzles that produce these ultra-coarse droplet sizes. One in particular is the Turbo T-Jet Induction from T-Jet Spraying Systems. So we wanted to try to get that one in there as well, just to kind of see if that was going to have any effect when making our applications in cotton. And finally, I wanted to throw a catch-all nozzle in there that have a combination of both fine and coarse droplets being applied at the same time, as well as spraying from different angles. And then we were able to do this with a nozzle from Greenleaf. This is the Turbo Drop Asymmetrical Dual Fan Nozzle. So once making our applications, 14 and 28 days after the application, we rated both severity and incidence on a scale of 0 to 100%. We also rated defoliation that we found at the 14 and 28 days after application. And once all the cotton reached full maturity, we harvested the two center rows using a spindle picker that was equipped with a load cell basket type weighing system, and we're able to weigh the entire plot. For our statistical design and analysis, all data was analyzed using the mix procedure in SAS 9.4. Our replication within year was considered our random effect. Also ran contrast statements comparing both single and dual fan nozzles, as well as the fine to medium droplet size ranges to coarse droplet size ranges. And then also all means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at an alpha level of 0.05. So first to get in the results, I'll first cover our yield, because I guess ultimately that's probably the biggest thing. That's where we're actually going to get our money back when putting in a cotton crop. Disappointingly, though, we saw no differences amongst any of our treatments, and we actually saw no differences from the untreated as well. One thing I'll point out, most of these were around 5,000 kilograms per hectare, which is equating to about 3.5 bushels per acre. So this cotton was still making pretty good, although it was infected with a target spot. When looking at our incidence and severity, for the sake of time, this is 14 days after application. We did see where we saw any significance amongst treatments was at that 14-day after application window. But still, there wasn't really any big trends that we saw, no major differences amongst the nozzle types. The only two that we really did see were that some of the larger droplet-producing nozzles seemed to decrease our incidence and severity very slightly. But again, it was very marginal at best. So kind of to explain maybe why we're seeing this, this is a slide many of you have seen that Dr. Austin Hagen has used. Again, I mentioned we're in West Tennessee. So we're in more of the northern area of the cotton belt up in the northern mid-south, and we kind of fall into that low-risk area for target spot. So when we're actually seeing it in our state, it's usually occurring later in the season once the plants really develop. And so we're really not seeing much yield limitation in our state yet. So that could be one of the reasons we actually didn't see any differences between our untreated and treated plots, saying that maybe in our state at this point, we're not really warranting a fungicide application just yet. Another thing that we might not have seen differences between our spray nozzle treatments in specific was kind of answered in some work that we did that we just kind of completed at the beginning of last year. And this was actually done in soybean. What we did in this study was we looked at both ultra-coarse droplets as well as fine droplets in a commercial application setting. And what we found is that, again, we saw no differences in our spray deposition in the upper canopy between these smaller droplets and larger droplets. And then, however, at the lower canopy, again, we saw no differences in the two different nozzles. However, we did see a slight decrease in our actual quantities in the lower canopy. So what this is suggesting is that even though historically we believe that nozzles that produce smaller droplets are giving us better coverage and better coverage in the lower canopy, when actuality it's really not that much difference between the two. So just some general conclusions from the study this year. We saw that less severe target spot infection may not be yield limiting in our state in specifics. And we also saw that droplet size and number of exit orifices did not have an effect on target spot control in Tennessee. So what does this mean? We still have to make applications in some areas, other areas, to try to actually control this pathogen that's continuing to spread. So just some possible things that we might look to consider that kind of just make sense from the different applications in agriculture. One instance is a product from a company called Yield 360. This is known as a 360 undercover. What this is a drop nozzle that has a constructed boom that drops off your main spray boom. It's about 50 centimeters below your spray boom, so you can get it down in the canopy and still gives you a little bit of flexibility if you're on rolling hills that your boom can kind of waver like we would normally see now today. It also being constructed, if you're spraying at 45 degree angles across your rows, if you're not always spraying directly with the row, you'll still be able to cut through those plants and not be able to waver and move all over the place. But the big benefit here is it has four different nozzles that allows you to spray basally, both directed and banded. And this would give us the opportunity to get those droplets really where we're wanting them, up under the plant, at the base of the plant, and kind of driving it back upwards instead of coming from a downward angle like we would make our applications with broadcast. Another possible application, I know none of us are fighting pigweed anymore, so we're probably not using hooded sprayers anymore. But in the event that we do actually pull a hooded sprayer out, and we have the capability of putting both a herbicide and a fungicide out in separate tanks, like the rig you would see here, we can maybe look to lay by our herbicides underneath the hood, and then retrofit our lay-by nozzles that we're trying to typically put our herbicide around the basal area of the plant. If we just simply redirect the angles that we're using with these lay-by nozzles, potentially we could get that fungicide driven to lower parts of the canopy. We could make these applications a little earlier in the year so they'd be more preventative before it starts to canopy. So this is just another potential option that we could look at going forward. That's all I have with this presentation. So first of all, I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for funding of this research. Along with my co-authors, I'd also like to thank Wesley Crowder and Dalton McCurley for their assistance with the project this year. If you have any questions for me, I'll be happy to take them at this time. Yes, sir. So the best that I can tell on any of the fungicide labels is typically they're asking, or they require or recommend, I guess would be the best way to say it, a nozzle or a droplet size that provides adequate coverage. So again, that kind of just goes back to a debate on what you consider adequate coverage to be. And that's just similar for azoxystrobin and some other of the fungicides that I've looked into in the past. Yes, sir. So the question is, how important is it to protect the lower leaves? Again, I feel like that's going to kind of be based on, at this point, where you kind of are within the latitude of your state. Are those lower leaves, or I guess the timing of the crop as well, have you started developing bowls or you have flowers, kind of where you are in the growing stage? And at that point, it's just going to depend on the growth of the plant, basically. If you're at a critical point where you're trying to protect those money bowls lower in the plant, it might be a little more beneficial. Like what we see in Tennessee right now, it's actually, in some cases, it almost seems like having target spots set in is helping us defoliate the plant better than actually making an actual defoliation with a harvest aid. So I guess it just depends on growth stage and then where you are within your region.
I have one more question.
Yes, sir.
Next year that you might be thinking about that you want to look at or change to improve that where you're at Tennessee?
Correct. So going forward, I guess the question is trying to see if we can show differences if we had better, more adequate pressure for determining that. So one thing I would like to do going forward is maybe decrease the number of nozzles we're using in our treatments, maybe just select a couple and compare them to some of these other things I mentioned, whether it's the 360 undercover, something where I can get it, compare spraying underneath the canopy versus broadcast. The other thing would be kind of looking to some other, running these trials in other states more southern than we are, where we have a lot more infection, and you'll do see a lot more yield limitations from this pathogen. So that's definitely some things we'd like to look at going forward.
All right. Thank you very much. At this time, I'd like to offer, if we could offer all of the students a round of applause.